4 years ago in Chile, a handful of students took to the streets demanding educational reform. They were fed up with high tuition fees, a lack of state investment in schools, and the fact that many of their universities were privately owned. Their protest caught on. In the months and years that followed, the demonstration swelled to huge proportions. Now, four of the leaders of that student movement have joined the establishment. They're members of parliament. And after a year in the job, they've been talking to our correspondent in Santiago, Gideon Long, about their transformation.
Los estudiantes de la CONFECH queremos saludar la riqueza de este movimiento que hoy día acá se...
Camila Vallejo addressing thousands of students at a rally in 2011. Back then, she was the poster child of Chile's student movement. With a trademark silver nose ring and striking good looks, the world's media loved her. Fast forward 4 years and Camila Vallejo is a mother. She wears a skirt to work these days, not jeans and a t-shirt. She's still only 26, the youngest member of Congress. And she's already been in office for a year.
It's been an enriching experience because now I'm not just representing the students, but everyone who lives in my constituency. Pensioners, sports clubs, young people, workers, and all these people are demanding profound change.
Camila's fellow student leader back in 2011 was Giorgio Jackson. He too is now in Congress, aged 28. He says the rise of youth can only be good for Chilean politics.
I'm not saying that we are perfect or we are the best of the best, no. But people are tired of the same people trying to sell some speeches. And people want to not only new people, like if we are going to refresh the parliament only with our faces and our youth, but also with new ideas. And I guess your youth or your age is a representation of your story.
Some students have accused their former leaders of selling their souls by entering Congress. But Giorgio says that even when he was out on the streets, he was committed to the parliamentary process.
When we rise up in 2011, we gave a lot of proposals to the politicians. So even when we were very critical, we act very institutionally. There's people in the movement that don't agree with our decisions. But there are also a big portion of the student movement that are supporting us.
Well, the latest student march is now underway. Several thousand people have come out here to protest in favour of education reform. The march is making its way past the presidential palace. I'm going to try and talk to a few of the demonstrators.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Luisa.
Luisa.
I met 19-year-old Luisa. What did she think of Chile's student leaders turned politicians?
They've sold out. They've sold out. Okay, so they still come on the marches with us, but they haven't done anything. The problem with education in Chile is that decisions are taken behind closed doors. They don't allow us to make decisions about our education and our future.
Well, not everyone here is a student. There's an elderly couple here in front of me. We're carrying placards that read, Los abuelos apoyamos a nuestros nietos. We, the grandparents, are supporting our grandchildren. I'm going to talk to them and find out why they are here on a student demonstration.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
Hernán.
Hernán?
Sí.
Hernán Figueroa is in his 70s. He's lived through the upheavals of the 1970s and 80s, through the Pinochet dictatorship. And his grandchildren are now in Chile's highly privatized school and university system. He says he's disillusioned with the former student leaders.
I was with them on the first marches, but they no longer represent the students. This is the new generation that you see here. This is where the hope is.
And this is where the former student leaders now work. I've come to the city of Valparaíso on the Chilean coast. And I'm here because ever since Chile returned to democracy, the Congress has been housed here and not in the capital. I'm here to meet another of the former student leaders, Carol Cariola.
Hola, Carol.
¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo
estás? Carol is just 27 and has been in Parliament since last March. She acknowledges, though, it hasn't always been a smooth ride.
It isn't easy going from the student leadership to an active role in national politics. It's been a steep learning curve.
At times, it seems the former student leaders are caught between two worlds. Older conservative congressmen view them with suspicion as young hotheads who've somehow broken into the corridors of power. And yet out on the streets, where the student protests rumble on, many now view them as pawns of the establishment, making them part of the problem in Chilean politics and education, and not part of the solution.
Gideon Long, reporting from Santiago.